Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. We hope it's kicking off good for you on this May 11th, 2023, 9:04 on the clock. Got your host, James. I am joined by Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And we are joined right now by our great friend, Madison Rafter from the Southland County Humane Society with our Pet of the Week. We want to send a shout out to the Humane Society and, of course, our friends at Current Technologies. Big thank you to them for sponsoring this segment. Good morning, Madison.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
Warm weather.
Yeah, getting used to this.
Yes.
Getting used to this. It's all right. We can get used to this. I imagine that the animals are all getting ready to get outside a little bit, too, or wanting to get outside a little bit more.
Oh, yeah. With the nice warm weather, we're able to take the dogs out a lot more, do a lot more dog intros outside. They're enjoying the weather, that's for sure.
Nice.
We'll be talking about that a little bit, but how are things going over at the Humane Society?
We're doing good. Doing good. I mean, starting to pick up with kitten season. We're now on our fourth or fifth pregnant mom right now, so we're getting lots of kittens going.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely don't have your fill of those,
yep,
certainly out there. Do we have a featured pet of the week this week?
We do. His name is Ace. Ace is a German Shepherd mix that was brought to the Humane Society due to no fault of his own. He is a little two-year-old, well, not little. He's a 85-pound two-year-old German Shepherd.
Nice.
Ace tends to look a little bit different than most German Shepherds. He actually has wire hair. The reason why he does is he has a little bit of a skin issue where he has sensitivity to allergies. So his hair right now is wiry. So right now he's on some medicated baths. He is on some allergy medications to kind of help him help that skin calm down. Because when he first came in, his skin was super inflamed, super swollen. So he had a lot of allergies that just went untreated. So now that he's getting the medication that he needs and the treatment that he needs, his skin is starting to get to a point where it's not as inflamed. The hair is starting to grow in that's not as wiry anymore.
That's good. That's nice to hear that he's rebounding.
Yes, but he definitely looks different than a normal German Shepherd right now.
Well, you know, and that's certainly something that can pull people into an animal, too, nowadays.
Yep. That's true.
Yep, for sure. And, I mean, Ace is just a fantastic little dude. Big dude. He loves other dogs. He does really well with them. He was in a home with kids before previously. He just has a little bit of food guarding issues with other animals. So if there are other animals in the home, it is recommended that he is in a separate room when feeding happens, where there aren't high-value resources in the room, that kind of situation. Otherwise, he's perfectly fine.
Good to know.
Yes.
Good to know. I noticed this with dogs in particular, cats a little bit, mostly dogs. They can be, you know, your dog, you have them for 5, 10 years, something like that. And every time you give them a treat, they run off with it.
Yep.
They run off, they hide with it, they kind of look around, make sure that nobody's going to steal the treat from them or something like that. I have seen some dogs do that with their food dishes too and everything. Do we have a reason for that? Is there a rhyme or reason to that?
It's more of the aspect that they just want their own space. They want their own things. It's a high value resource, like their food or their treats can just be, and you know what? Hey, you gave that to me, now I want to go enjoy it in peace.
Yeah.
Some dogs are, I'm going to sit on your lap and enjoy it, and some dogs are going to be like, nope, I'm out of here, because I'm going to run and go do what I need to do.
I respect that. I relate to that very much. And to be fair, I have eyeballed Sam's treats before. My fur brother, I have looked at him.
He's probably smart
to take off with him. He's probably smart to do that. With this dog, Madison, anything else we should know about it? Spayed, neutered, all those things?
He is neutered. He is up to date on vaccines and microchipped. He's, again, a fantastic dog, and his favorite thing is a tennis ball. As long as he has a tennis ball in his mouth, he is the happiest boy in the world. He's shredded close to 50 tennis balls so far with us, but he loves his tennis balls, so.
With this breed, are there things to keep in mind with it? Maybe this in the house, not this in the house, that kind of thing?
Yeah, German Shepherds and a breed are kind of part of that working breed, so they are dogs that need to be ran. They need that energy outlet. There are some German Shepherds that are not with the breed, and they are very, I'm going to be a lazy couch potato, but Ace is one that he wants to be outside. He wants to be ran. He wants to be with his people. He does have a little bit of that separation anxiety where he just really wants to be with his people, but nothing is destructive, nothing. It's more screaming, if anything. So, but the German Shepherd breed, they are the ones that need to be worked. They need to be ran. They want to be out and about. They want to go hiking. They would love to be with their people.
When one of the first shelters I worked at in DeKalb in Illinois, they had just closed the dog racing at Arlington, thankfully. and got rid of that stuff. Thankfully, I'm very happy that they did, and I don't agree with any kind of racing of animals. Unless the animal told you, hey, I want to race.
Yep.
Otherwise, no. Horse racing, any of this stuff, but get off my soapbox. When that started to happen, we got an influx of greyhounds. Mm-hmm. And there's this one greyhound that was like any grey, if you imagine a greyhound in your head, this is how the dog looked. It looked like the perfect greyhound. And such a sweet dog. She was so awesome. She seemed like she was done racing. Like, she just wanted to lay and be. And we were told that when we were taking these greyhounds, okay, they're energetic. They like to run, all these things. And that dog was done running. Like, it was done. Every once in a while, she would get out and, you know, we'd take her for walks and stuff, but she didn't even like to take a high pace. So it is interesting to see how certain animals are, you know, like their breed, and then there's some that are just different. Yeah, it's interesting.
I mean, it's one of those things where some breeds, like, they are to a T what their breed is supposed to be. Then you have some that are not to a T and not their breed. So
I pulled up your guys' website, and right away I saw this pop-up come up that you guys are allowing cat walkthroughs at this time. If you're interested in meeting dogs, you must have an application filled out before appointments are scheduled. So I want to give this a rundown to people just so they know.
I had a quick question for you, Madison, just kind of a general pet one, and I hope I'm not don't stump you on this one, but with pets going outside more now and mm-hmm. dogs running around, we also know that it's right now is tick season.
Yes.
Do you have any tips for about finding ticks or ways to help make sure your animals don't get a bunch of ticks on them that you know get not only, you know, uncomfortable for them, but also mm-hmm. can get in the house and things like that.
Good question.
Yeah, so ticks are one that's always a big concern for pet owners, especially because ticks can carry Lyme's, anaplasmosis, right. lots of other things. It's always highly recommended to make sure that you are doing some sort of flea and tick preventative. Okay. I know a lot of pet owners will do it all throughout the summer, and then in the winter months, they're like, nope, I'm not doing it. But it is always highly recommended to do it all throughout the year, because okay. ticks can be present, and it's something that when they're on your animal, there is the chance that they could end up with a tick-borne disease. When you are taking them out and when you are bringing them back inside, it's always a good recommendation to go through their fur, where you're just kind of taking your fingers, going through, trying to make sure there's no weird bumps or anything along those lines. We have it in the shelter where we'll have a dog that goes outside and they come back in and they've got 5 ticks and we're like, oh my goodness. So yeah. It's one of those things that trying to make sure you're combing through the fur, trying to see, make sure there's some, or making sure there's no lumps, bumps, anything along those lines. If you do find one, you want to make sure you get the head of the tick.
Yes.
So making sure that if you have little tick tool remover, whether you use mm-hmm. some tweezers, you want to make sure you get the head, because if you only pluck off the body and the head stays, you could have infections and other issues with
yep.
that.
Yep.
We've gotten 2 dogs from the Humane Society. Before Sam, we had Zeppelin, beautiful lab. Just like that dog was so awesome, so beautiful. I had him for 11 years. My parents were very, very careful about the tick medications and everything, keeping up on that. I don't know how they could have done, what more they could have done. And he still got a tick and still got Lyme's disease, and it's still how we lost him. And it's one of the saddest things I can think of with an animal to see. It is preventable, too. It is one of those things that you can do. My fur brother, Sam, is a little like, he's a little crazy. He doesn't like to sit still and a lot of that yep. stuff. And he gives me this look every time I'm checking him, like, what are you doing? Why are you going through my, hey, man? Like, you know, but I do it. I do yep. it every time. It's worth it. It takes him a couple minutes maybe, but it is worth it.
Yeah, and good recommendation too is if you have a dog that's super wiggly and they're not going to sit still, trying to look for some sort of resource that will distract them. So mm-hmm. here in the shelter environment, if we have a dog that doesn't have food guarding or any issues along those lines, we use lick mats and throw peanut butter and cheese on them and throw it to the floor, and then we're able to comb through their
nice.
Body. Obviously, they're still a little bit wiggly,
yeah.
but using something to distract them. Obviously, being
that's
cautionary
good.
With the aspect of not if you have a dog with high resource guarding issues or anything along those lines, because
yeah.
you don't want them to redirect on you while you're looking through. But if you have something that can distract the dog, then you're able to comb through really quick.
That is so good. Oh, I'm doing that. That's great.
That's a good idea. That's
a great idea. A great question, man. As I was saying, this walkthrough that you guys are allowing at this time mm-hmm. and everything, what should people know about that? And then if they want to see a dog or any of those things.
Yeah. So cats, we are allowing walkthroughs again, just because when we do have high populations, it's easier for people to come through and walk through the cat. We did stop walkthroughs through dog room and have kept that as a pause for a very long time, just due to the fact that with our high volume of dogs that we have, it stresses them out, people walking through, they can't calm down, the shelter's 10 times noisier, and a lot of our dogs are not going to have good kennel presentation.
Yeah.
Ace, for example, has awful kennel presentation. He does have some barrier reactivity where he's charging that fence, he is barking, he is growling, he is not a happy camper in his kennel. So a lot of the reason why we are not doing those walkthroughs through dog room is just to kind of keep their temperaments down, their energy down, trying not to stress them out. So we'd rather rather sit down, have one-on-one counseling appointments with our dog appointments, help you find what you're trying to look for. I know some people are, I'd rather go walk through a kennel and see a dog and look at it. But we'd rather make sure that, hey, what are you looking in a dog? What are you looking for? What is going to be the style of dog? Do you want a high energy dog? Do you want one that's good with other dogs? And try to pick a couple of dogs to be able to pull out, to be able to sit down. Hey, we have the time. Let's look at these dogs. And obviously, if we don't find a good fit, we keep your application on file for a year.
The goal is not just to get these animals adopted. It's to get them adopted to the right homes.
Yep.
The animals come first. And I can't help smiling over here and stuff, because the Humane Societies I worked at, that was not the case. They were trying to... And I want to say all of them, and I don't say this as a begrudge to Humane Societies. It's hard work, mm-hmm. and especially in some where you don't want the animal to be euthanized.
Yep.
So you're trying everything you can to get these animals adopted and stuff, but it has to always be about the animal.
Yep.
Otherwise, none of this works. They're just going to bring the animal back or something. This process, the way of doing this, is that, yep. And I admire that. You're not shopping for a vacuum,
mm-hmm.
Because you are shopping doesn't mean it's the typical shopping here or anything like that. It's a lot different. You walk through, the store and I like this one, I like this one, I don't know. These are creatures. These are living beings. And part of why you want one in your home is for the very reasons that we're trying to prevent some of that stuff.
Yeah. And puppies is one thing. Puppies don't have, they have their personalities, but they still have to grow into the dog, yeah. And who their personality is going to be. But when you start looking at the adult dogs, that's where you start looking, oh, they're already kind of set in their ways. Mm-hmm. But they still can be trained. But it's trying to make sure that we're finding the good fit for you as well as what's going to be good for the dog.
So you can teach an old dog new tricks.
Trust me, you can.
Oh, see, they, we've been wrong all these years.
It's just a matter of does the dog want to learn? That's what it comes down to. And human beings are the same.
Of course.
I mean, I adapted my hairless Chihuahua at 6, and he did not know a single trick. It took me 5 months to teach him how to sit, but he learned.
Nice.
But that's all he knows, and that's perfectly okay.
That's all right. That's all right. It's a good trick.
It is.
Madison, always great information, whether it comes to our Pet of the Week or anything else. People have questions, want to know more, how can they reach you?
Yeah, you're more than welcome to call the main shelter line, which is going to be 715-423-0505 if there's any questions that we can answer about animals or anything along those lines. Donations can always be dropped off during our business hours. And then if there's any other information or trying to look for our animals, you can visit swchs.com.
You're good. You're so good at this.
Nice.
I do want to tease to the audience, next time Madison joins us, I want to take some time talking about the June events you guys have coming up. We have coming up, because we're a little part of that, Petapalooza, June 11th. All that stuff I want to talk with you about next time we get together.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks for the time, Madison. Yep. Really appreciate you. Have a great day, and say hi to the whole team over there for us.
Will do.
We'll be back with more here at WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. Oh, this is one of those most sultry saxophones you will ever hear in your life. You didn't know a saxophone could be sultry, but it is.
Yeah.
It is when it's paired with Sade.
Yes.
Oh, that voice. God, that
something
voice.
Special. Mm. Yep.
If you could marry a voice, I would do it. Sade, you don't have to marry me, but your voice, we're engaged. Welcome back to the morning show, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. Seth and James here with you. Gigantic shout out to Madison Rafter, our good friend over at the South Oconee Humane Society. You can visit them. You can find out more about them, I should say, mm-hmm. at swchs.com. Shout out to Current Technologies as well, sponsoring the segment.
Yes, indeed.
We love getting these sponsors for these weekly gigs. Mm-hmm. We want you to be a part of this. Give our sales staff a call at 424-1300. You are not going to work with better people in this industry.
Nope.
Talk to our salespeople. You're going to get some creative, fun, interesting stuff that you will not hear anywhere else, but right here at Civic Media.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and dive into this one, Seth, because we got some entertainment news I want to touch on.
All right.
And I think this is going to be kind of interesting, too. So first up, let's touch on this one. They're calling it a mess. We'll see if it is.
Okay.
Remember when we felt liberated by cutting the cord and choosing streaming over pricey cable TV packages? Well, it was inevitable. It looks like we may need a better option in the future.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday, Disney, and this went under the radar. I did not see any reporting on this, mm-hmm. period. I cannot understand why, other than, how much, I don't know. I'm not going to get on it. I'm not going to get into it.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Disney announced that they'd be combining Disney Plus and Hulu into one app, possibly with ESPN Plus as well, by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But they will remain separate subscriptions, so you can still get the standalone options.
Ooh.
You'll only have your Disney Plus and Hulu combined if you're you subscribe to both. It's unclear how that will look.
Yeah. I wonder if they... Yeah. I'm trying to get confused.
This might be temporary because Disney only owns two-thirds of Hulu, mm-hmm. with Comcast owning the other third.
Right.
Next year, one company is expected to take over the whole thing, but it is unclear who will run it. This is actually interesting because Disney is actually kind of like, you know what? We're good. We don't need you guys anymore. We weren't sure if we would how it would go with us jumping into the streaming game.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out we got a lot of stuff. Yeah. We're okay.
Yeah, especially now.
This is one of the few times you see a conglomerate going like, you know what? I'm full. I don't need to eat anymore. I'm full. That's mind-boggling almost because it's the opposite of what we see in today's culture.
It really is.
But I think... You know, maybe we have to give Disney a bit of credit here, mm-hmm. in the sense that maybe they're seeing something, the bigger picture. Monopolies, yeah. are not good for anybody, including the people that own the monopoly. And you know, getting more and more into that world, maybe they want to pull back a little bit. Or maybe it is a matter of them needing to, but that thing that makes a weird noise there.
That was weird. Anyway.
I could have done that. I was trying to do it. Yeah. Now I can't do it now that I'm trying to do it. For those who don't go on there, you go on Disney Plus and you go, you know, I don't know what to watch. I'm going to pull up Disney Plus and see. They got a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
I have no idea how to choose. There's a billion options.
Yeah.
And 90% of them are cool and good or whatever. Even
yeah,
if there's
a lot
things
of it
I've
is,
seen,
yeah. mm-hmm.
there's so much on there. I could see being like, you know, too much is too much. Like, mm-hmm. It's already hard for some people to decide what to watch. It's part of the reason why cable survives is cable. All I do, turn TV on, flip to channel,
yep.
or flip through channels, blah, blah. With streaming, it's not the option. You don't have that. You got to click on things. You have to actually
make a decision. Right. Exactly. You know, you make a good point because I know for all the ABC stuff, they've been using Hulu mostly to put that on, streaming it on that. But I think if they're going to pull away, I mean, they can just use Disney Plus now for all of that stuff.
Right.
They don't need necessarily Hulu for that kind of thing. ESPN stands alone. I mean, that they don't need to really do anything with, and it's extremely profitable. So I know Disney's not going to do anything with that. They're going to keep that going. But still, wow. It's really remarkable if they decide to pull back from that a little bit. I have to say that now with the return of Bob Iger as the CEO of Disney, he's kind of a different guy. He will make some interesting decisions. Usually he's pretty good. Most of his decisions he made were pretty good, and that's the reason they brought him back.
Right.
but he's also done some things that are a little, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So I wonder if this is something like that. I mean, who knows, but still.
In the past, Disney has talked about parting with Hulu, but mm-hmm. more recently, they have suggested that they might keep it and buy Comcast out.
Oh, jeez.
Regardless, Disney has also announced that they will be raising the price of Disney Plus's ad-free tier. It's currently $10.99. It'll be they haven't said how much that's going to change.
Okay.
But most of these things change by a buck or two.
Yeah.
They don't go too crazy with that. But this is the next thing that we're going to see is this app, you know, evolving this app, you know, and that kind of thing. And
it's going to turn into cable again, I swear.
It's going to turn into cable.
They're going to get the great idea. You know, it would be great if we could bundle all of these apps together. And then, we're going to be right back where we started.
And it'll be under one collective price of $50 to get all these apps and everything
exactly
like that.
The
and
same.
Yes, we're back to cable. Yep.
Yes.
And people complaining, I've got all these apps and none of them. I don't watch any of them.
More things change, the more things stay the same.
Yeah. This one is a little, like, it's personal to me. Growing up, top five favorite athletes, Bo Jackson. Love me some Bo Jackson. Mm-hmm. One of my guys.
Yep.
And I'm not alone. Many, many of our generation loved Bo.
There was something about that guy, man.
Bo Knows is one of the greatest advertising campaigns in history.
In history.
Easily. Well, now Bo Knows hiccups.
Huh?
Bo Jackson is famous for starring in the NFL and MLB simultaneously, so he's not bad at multitasking. But for the past year, he has been dealing with another challenge, living his life with hiccups.
Oh, no.
Bo says he's been suffering with nonstop hiccups since last July. and it's an actual medical condition.
Yeah.
It's unclear what's going on, but he can't wait to get it corrected.
Mm.
He says, quote, I'm getting a medical procedure done the end of this week to try to remedy it. Mm. The doctors have been poking me, shining lights down my throat, probing me every way they can find to why that they can't figure out why he's got these hiccups.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have any concrete answers yet, but it isn't for a lack of trying. He says, I have done everything. Scare me, drink water upside down, smelling a porcupine. I mean, he's tried it all. I feel for him on this. Like,
that's
this
an awful thing. Can you? I can't even imagine that. I mean, hiccups are not fun.
No.
You know?
No.
And then to have them and they never go away. That is like, oh, I can't even fathom that.
It's certainly not the worst problem you could ever have, but it's
but
bad
still,
enough. It's bad enough. You know?
It's a quality of life thing almost.
Yeah.
It really is. But man, I mean, Bo, I feel for you. I really do.
It's really rough.
I feel
it's
bad for you.
Very, that's, very
that's not
rough.
Very, it's not nice at all.
So I want to do a little audio fun here with the audience.
All right.
Garth Brooks shared a blooper video of himself and his ACM co-host Dolly Parton messing things up. Dolly stole the show, of course. But I just want to play a little of this for the audience to see what you guys think. I could talk
nothing about but trash. You know me. I look like a drag queen all the time. Does that feel funny to hold hands?
No, it feels fantastic.
Are you going to stick with Dolly, or are you going to use your last name, too?
I'm just going to say Dolly.
There you
they
go.
Don't know who there we are by go. Now. They don't need to be watching this show.
I wish I was.
You got big feet. I'll just go for it. I might miss it, and then we'll do it again. That would be a cute way to do it.
Yes, ma'am.
Did I sound like I was out of breath? I was.
Texas is great for Tennessee. Tennessee is great for Texas. Yeah. And the common bridge between the two is country music.
Oh, boy, you ought to run for office. I'm going to vote for you. So, tune in and tune it all the way up. Hey,
nice.
See, we're good together.
Oh my God.
That's fantastic.
That is beautiful. That is wondrous.
Garth Brooks has always come across as one of those guys. And, you know, our former, partner around here, Bob Look, knew Garth at a young age and stuff like that. And always talked about him as being such a good, such a nice young guy. And would come back even after he had his big break and stuff. I don't think we've heard any real horror stories about Garth Brooks.
I think
we all kind of understand. This guy seems to be the way, you know, what he says.
I'm sure he's got his little things like everybody does.
Yeah.
You know, but the thing that struck me about that is his deference to Dolly. I mean, that was part of a video we were watching. And I mean, you can sort of hear it in his voice, but you could tell to him standing there. It's just like, I am among royalty here. You could tell he's like, it's not that he's nervous, but it's like he's a profound respect for where he is at the moment, and that's really saying something.
I mean, you think about biggest names of our life since you and I have been alive. Garth Brooks is one of those guys. He changed country music.
He
changed music in a lot of ways, you could say. He's still selling out arenas and all these things, and he is a nervous little boy around her. Like, he's holding hands sounds really good.
I'll hold your hand.
It's like, that's awesome. And I know we've talked about her endlessly. We adore Dolly Parton. Who doesn't? But it's stuff like this that just keeps reminding me of, like, man, we are lucky. I'm so thankful that she is still kicking. She is still doing this and still giving of her time. She doesn't have to do any of this.
She's sitting pretty. She does not need anything.
She doesn't have to do enough. She just recorded a double album. Like, she doesn't have to do be doing any of these things.
No.
The drag that I dress like a drag queen all the time. Like,
that's brilliant.
Come on. Who else talks like, it's just amazing. Just one heck of a lady. Love her.
Oh my.
I don't disagree with her. I think that she, you know, maybe Garth could run for office or whatever, but I think she's got this wrong. She should run for office.
Yeah, really.
And she doesn't even have to have a party. Like, Dolly Parton could just come out there and tell you, honey, I'm running for office. And you know what? Sounds good. Like,
let's put her in there.
You know, is she a Democrat, Republican?
I don't care.
Like, let's get her in office. Again, like, is this any different?
Worse than what we're doing right now? Right?
I mean, come on, you know. Let's see what our other options are. Oh yeah, old white guy. That's it. Like, that's all our option ever is. Let's give it a shot here.
Let's try National Treasure.
Is
that, we've never tried that before. Let's try it.
Sounds all right to me. Let's give it a shot. Maybe Melissa will cover that in her news. I doubt it. I don't think so. We'll take a break. We'll get to Mel's news. We'll come back and have a lot more fun with you on the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Oh, boy. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Should, if you were, like, if you were in a descendant of Amadeus Mozart, would you want, like credentials from that song, like, some royalties from that song?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know if he has any descendants still around. But
yeah, yeah, I'm not sure not. About that one. Falco definitely, you know.
Who knows about Falco? Man, he was so big in Austria. He was Austrian. He was so big in Germany. Huge. He was huge.
Over there. We're talking like Elvis big yes. over there. Like, yeah. And it was like, over what, though? Like, it was one song. Like, you know, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Interesting notes here I wanted to touch on, and this is interesting to me for a lot of reasons, but the number one thing is something that we can agree on. Huh? Something Americans can agree on.
Yeah,
I think that's always fun.
Always good.
It's hard to find anything that everyone can agree on, other than that nobody can agree on anything. and that banging your little toe on the furniture is always awful. Like
that's
any,
a good
any
one.
Toe. Banging yep. any toe is always awful.
It
There's
hurts.
Nobody that likes that. Nobody that has ever been. The strongest people in the world can be broken down to nothing just from
quivering mass.
Toe. Yeah. Yes, yeah. But in seriousness of new poll, in a series of new polls, it sounds like everyone in America digs road trips.
Really?
40% of people said that they love them. 43% said that they like them. And less than 10% of people have a negative opinion.
Wow. That's impressive.
That breakdown is pretty much the same across the board, no matter where you live in America, male or female, old or young, liberal or conservative.
Hmm.
We all love road trips.
How about that?
Digging a little deeper, 59% of people say that they prefer taking the scenic route on road trips, while 28% are cool with just using the fastest route.
Okay.
And 50% say that they prefer to plan the details of the road trip ahead of time, while 37% want to, you know, hey, play it by ear.
Which would be fun. I've got kids. Can't do that.
It's true. Yeah.
But when you're by yourself, then that's fun to take, go off the beaten path, or just like a couple of adults going on a thing. That makes a lot of sense. But I got to say, I'm with them. I like road trips. They're fun.
Well, and we're in luck too, because with the airlines, you know, acting a fool in some of this
being
stuff and
horrible,
everything.
Horrible, yeah.
A lot of people are going back to it. You
mm-hmm.
know, gas prices aren't exactly friendly, but they're not as bad as they were.
No,
and you know, people, we're. While we've been saying for a while, hey, the pandemic's over, things are opened up.
Yeah.
For a lot of people, it's just starting to get, like, this is going to
yes.
be the first summer that they are genuinely excited and able to get out and about and
I
do things.
I think you're right, yeah.
We've got a huge part of our population that is in, you know, medical conditions and things like that. That, mm-hmm. you know, while a lot of people were able to experience this stuff, they
yep.
just weren't comfortable with it yet.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our senior population was feeling that way, that it's all of a sudden kind of like, hey, wait a minute, I can get out in the open now. I want to get on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And so much with that population, especially, it was the road trip. That was a tradition. That's something you did.
Mm-hmm.
Even I had a little of that growing up with my nan and papa and going to the Carolinas and stuff and that kind of thing. So even I've experienced road trips, and that's saying
yeah.
something.
Cause, yeah.
I love this, though.
But
I love this.
Yeah, and it just there's nothing like it, you know, discovering things on the road kind of thing. You can make stops on the way. If you're on a plane, you're just going from point A to point B. But like a couple, like 2 or 3 years, I can't remember what it was, to visit my folks. I caravan with my sister.
Oh.
And we went down and we took a day and stopped in Memphis.
Nice.
To check out some of the great stuff that's in Memphis. And it was great. It was fun. Got to show kids, you know, like, you know, some of the historical sites there, you know, with Martin Luther King and, mm-hmm. and all the music that's in there. Got to see the Blues Hall of Fame, you know, that
nice.
Kind of stuff. I think I sent a picture of that for you just to taunt you.
Yes, but other you than- did. That's right. You did. Yes.
but you can't do that. When you're flying, yeah. you cannot do that. You can't have these little fun side trips. So I think that's one of the reasons people like it so much.
I agree. I think
yep.
you're right on that one. What I like about this, too, is that road trips, to me, a road trip, certainly like your traditional road trip, it's a state or two away, something
yeah.
like
mm-hmm.
that. Nothing against that. A road trip can be like going to the town, two towns over or,
yeah.
or something like
yeah.
that. Or
a day trip kind of thing. Yeah.
You know, we some of it, like for me, I'll use myself as an example here. I have not even seen the House on the Rock. You know, I mean,
it's not that far away.
Yeah, I got stuff in Wisconsin I want to check out that I've been dying to since I was a kid and I haven't had a chance to, let alone things that, you know, I want to see the Grand Canyon, that kind of stuff. I love flying. I think flying's great. Mm-hmm. Man, if you could travel by car or by train or something, see America. We got a beautiful country.
We
got a cool country. You know,
so many different ecosystems and all kinds of difference. I mean, you go to you look at the plains of like the Dakotas, and then you go to the mountains, completely different, but both have their really, you know, amazing vistas and everything like that. It's just just alone the natural beauty. That's not even talking about the culture of all these different places. That's really interesting and fun to discover.
Using that as a jumping off point.
Yep.
Thinking about this just in real time, when I think of like ways to create empathy in life, and especially with young people, I don't know many people who I don't know anybody who is empathetic who hasn't traveled, who hasn't seen some of the world.
The
people
know,
that I know that are the most closed-minded are people who have never left their street, who have never left their house. And I'm not saying anything – that is not a pointing the finger at that or anything like that. I'm sure there are – law of averages, there are plenty of people who have done that and are perfectly fine and open-minded and all that.
Yeah.
But it creates such an empathy when you experience more of the world, when you experience other cultures and everything. It's most anger, hate, all that stuff stems from unknowing. And once you see these things and you're in them with real time and all that, you're like, oh, this isn't that bad. It's just a party. Or, oh, the stereotypes I had in my head are not true.
Yep.
This is the reality.
And that's what, 100% what you're saying. I mean, it's getting to know that minority person.
Mm-hmm.
That you've never, it's getting to know that LGBTQ, you know, that you don't know anything about.
Yeah.
It's when you get to know those people, you realize, hey, they're just like me. You know, they have the same, you know, the issues, the same problems, they have the same joys, they have the same whatever.
Yeah.
You know, we're not all the same. That'd be super boring. You know, I don't want everyone to be the same.
Oh, my God.
But you've said this on this show hundreds of times. There's more about us that's the same than different.
Yeah.
We share more in common than we can imagine.
You can't let a lot of the outlets out there with the low-hanging fruit of creating division win. Like, that's not us. That's not who Americans are. That's not what I believe we are.
No,
that's
not what I've seen.
I have seen it all in my life. I have seen the worst of human beings. And even still, I'm here standing on my soapbox telling you that we have more connected and we are more alike than not. And we have more reasons to pull for each other than not. I never thought of traveling as an empathetic thing, but it definitely is a part of it. And it's fun, by the way.
And it's fun.
It's fun.
That's the best part of it. It's fun.
I get out there and travel this summer.
Yeah.
Get out there and do a little. If you, let's open the polls here for a moment. If you guys want to call in 424-2600, I tell you, similar to the question about eating, you can travel anywhere, no repercussions, no time restrictions or anything like that.
Yeah.
We're talking transportation, Star Trek.
Nothing to do with money.
Boom, boom. Yeah, no money, nothing.
Yep.
Where would you go? 424-2600, call up and let us know. I will say that this is tough for me because I don't know, Italy or Egypt. I've always wanted to go trace my roots in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
I want to travel. My family started in Basel and moved to Naples and Venice.
Okay.
And ended in Venice. And I want to take that path. I want to travel that path that my family did. Egypt, my Egyptian part of my blood literally comes from the pyramids.
from where your name comes from. That's if people don't know that Maloff is actually an Egyptian name.
I certainly want to. I've never been to a synagogue. It's important for me to do that one day.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to do it in Israel.
That'd be something.
Cool.
That would be something.
Cool. So those are the first things to pop in my head. I in this country, you know, like I mentioned, the Grand Canyon, that stuff. What about you?
Yeah. Oh, for me, it's, you know, there's still so many places. I love traveling. I really do. And there's a lot of places I would love to go. I mean, overseas is great. I've been to England, but that's the only country in Europe I've been to. I'd like to go to Sweden, you know, Scandinavia,
because that's where,
like you said, a lot of my roots, my family roots are there. I'd love to go to Switzerland. That's my name is Swiss, so I would love to go to Switzerland.
Talk about a beautiful country.
I know. The Bern area is where my family is from.
Cool.
In Switzerland. But also, I would like to go to Asia. There's a lot of great things. You know, Japan, I have a big interest in Japan, but also other places. So, I mean, all those. But there's so many. But there's also great places in the States that I want to see that I haven't seen yet either.
India. India has always seemed very intriguing to me and very interesting. I would like to see there. But yeah, I want to travel the world, but I got to get to America first. I got a lot of this country.
Well, and something you mentioned earlier, be a tourist in your hometown.
Yes.
There's stuff that's close by here that you never even think about because you live here. It's like, well, actually, this is really cool. You should check it out. You know, that kind
of
thing.
I can't think of a better way to spend your summer than exploring, you know, find your inner gypsy and travel and bop around a little bit.
If you're able to, absolutely.
If you're able to, yes. Some of us need to make the time to do it. I need to force myself to do it. We had plans to, my papa was going to come up from Georgia, and we were going to drive him back or fly him back. That's what I was going to do. I actually did have plans this summer, everybody. I promise I did. Then my aunt and uncle, who my papa lives with, decided to move to Florida, so they got that going on, so now he's not coming up here, so now I don't know what. But I made plans, so I'm still doing something. I just don't know what.
We'll get him out. Everyone, we're trying hard. We're trying hard to get him out there.
And here's something I'm going to do a little different than I've done in years past with this, because this is the third year that I've said, oh, I'm going to do this, and then summer ends, and I didn't do anything.
Right, right.
And I'm just as guilty as anybody else of these things.
Sure.
So, but there has to be some accountability, right?
Okay.
I always say that accountability, how important that is in life, and how little respect I have for people that cannot take a joke or have some accountability or admit when they're wrong or any of that. There has to be, so what should be the, if I don't go on a vacation this summer, there has to be a cost. There has to be some accountability. I'm going to let the audience decide.
I'm going to let the audience
decide. Yep.
Brave man.
Well, I could do it, but that ain't any fair. That's me making the rules of the game I'm in.
This is my suggestion. I'll just throw it out there. Maybe give some people some ideas. In September, if he does not do it, by September. Right out front here in, right outside the studios here, dunk tank. James, in a dunk tank, you come down, everybody.
In September, too.
We'll take a dollar for three throws. Yeah, we'll give it to the charity, whatever. We'll figure that out.
I like that.
But try to dunk James's man.
I don't like that, but I love it because I'm thinking about it like it's somebody else. But then I remember it's me. You're like, oh, wait a minute. That's evilly good.
We're gonna get right see. Got to think that way, everybody. Get him go. We want him out of here. We want him to have some fun.
We will be taking your emails and your calls on that one. 424-2600. And all truthful. Get out there and see this beautiful country of ours. Everybody, take a break. Come back. Have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back to the morning show, everybody. Serious comedy to start your day. Hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks for joining us. Seth and James here with you. We got some good stories of the day that we're going to wrap up on. We're going to get to that Ain't Right story first and have some fun while we're doing it. Love this song so much.
Oh, the Barry Sax is so great on this song.
So good, so good. So do 1-900 numbers still exist? Because this kind of sounds like the 2023 version of that that kind of thing.
Okay.
A 23-year-old influencer, who I do not care to say her name because I just don't.
Yeah.
She has 1.8 million followers on Snapchat, and she just started charging $1 per minute, not to talk to her, but to talk to an AI version of her.
What?
It's a chatbot called Crying AI or whatever. It's after her name.
Yeah.
And she's billing it as a virtual girlfriend. She says over 2,000 hours of coding went into making it sound just like her, and it even has her personality. She claims it feels like talking to the actual person. Her website for it claims she has the first influencer to do this, but she probably won't be the last. She launched a beta version this month, and it already has 1,000 paying subscribers. She says in the first week she made $70,000. That's just great for her. Wonderful.
Wow.
I don't even know what to do with a story like this.
It ain't right for sure. We can put a big stamp on that one.
Better.
But right, man. But dude, it's a novelty. It's a novelty.
Yeah.
It's gonna wear off. Okay, we just did a story yesterday. RIP Metaverse.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a stupid idea. It was half-baked from the beginning. The only reason Mark Zuckerberg did it was because he wanted to boost his share price of Facebook and make a whole bunch of money.
Yep.
It was a ridiculous idea to begin with.
The NHL was starving for years to try to get some income. So what do you do when that happens? Expansion.
Yep.
You create expansions, and you got the Phoenix Coyotes, and you've got the Florida Panthers, and you've got these things. Like, it's no different with any other business. You can tell a business is struggling oftentimes by the way that they are, like, promoting an idea or throwing all their money into one this crazy idea that you never heard of or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It happens all the time in almost every style of business.
I was reading an article about that, and the writer was unequivocal. If anyone else, the head of a big business like Facebook, had done what they did with the metaverse, they would be fired. Mark Zuckerberg would be out of a job.
Oh, yeah.
He has structured Facebook so he cannot be fired. And that he's yes. smart to do that because it's basically he's the only one that can do it. And so, but I mean, that just shows you he literally lit billions of dollars on fire. To do this.
It's like if you have a show and you can't get it picked up by anybody, we'll just create a network. And then you can't be canceled.
Yeah, that's right. You cannot be canceled.
That's one way to do it. And that's pretty much what Zuckerberg has done.
Yeah, exactly.
That ain't right, though.
That ain't right.
That's tacky. It's very, very just, lame. Ugh. It's one of the lamer
icky,
things.
Doesn't it?
It feels lame. It feels very, very, very lame. I want to get to a palate cleanser. Get to some good stories of the day. Biggest one I want to tell you right now is to be listening tomorrow because we're going to be celebrating Mother's Day.
Yes.
Our friends at Village Gardens are going to be giving away a flower basket to a wonderful mother out there.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be drawing that tomorrow.
Yes.
What we want to do with this is have some fun with it. We want you to be able to call up. Tell us why you got a cool mom.
Yeah.
Tell us why your mom is cool. Because all moms are cool. We already know that.
We know that.
Every mom in history is cool. What makes yours cool? What to you makes your mom cool?
You can have a cool mom with you tomorrow as well. Terry will be here.
Yep, that's right.
So that's going to be even fun with her. Yeah, that's
going to be very fitting. A big shout out to our friends at Village Gardens. You can visit them. They're at 2811 Porter Court in Plover. Give them a call at 715-341-4577. That's 341-4577. Got a great website, villagegardens.us. That is villagegardens.us.
Nice.
Got a nice Facebook page as well and everything, and a beautiful place over there.
Yes, it is.
Man, if you haven't been there in a while, even if you're not picking anything up, it's worth going over there.
Yep.
But you'll probably find something you're going to want to buy.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's a great place. I encourage you to go check out that out. And a good morning to our friends over at Village Gardens.
Indeed.
Be listening tomorrow at sometime between 7 and 10.
You got to listen.
Terry and I will give that flower basket away to some very deserving mom out there.
Mm-hmm.
And a shout out to all the moms. We appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's touch on these two. I wanted to get this one in there. Our friends at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center have a new art exhibit, Celebrate Red. It opens today from 5:30 to 7:30 with a reception to meet the artists. This is a free event. It's open to the public. Refreshments are available.
Nice.
Bring your friends for opening night to meet the artists and see how the color red, natural or man-made, draws the attention of the viewer.
Wow.
Original artworks. Yeah. It's supporting local artists. Encourage you to check this out. Visit our friends at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center at 2651 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. We say hi to the gang over there.
Yes, indeed.
Also wanted to mention this, that it is Thursday, and our good friends over at SWEPS, Feeding Our Communities with United Services, have a meal that they serve in-house on Thursdays, 4:30 to 6. We greatly appreciate them doing this. You can visit them over at the SWEPS pantry.
Yep, that's right.
To take part in that, it's at 2321 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids.
If you've not been over there to check out their new facility, it's awesome over there.
So
it's nice.
Cool.
Yes.
Good morning to Dale and the gang over there. Also have a Brat Fry coming up with our VFW.
Well, you know summer is right around the corner when baseball starts and when the VFW VVA Brat Fries start. And they are starting this Saturday.
Yeah.
That is so awesome. From 10 to 2, they're going to be at the Quality Foods, which is the old IGA, at the West Grand Avenue store. Gosh, man, my mouth broke there. That's again this Saturday from 10 to 2.
Yeah, that's a horrible partner. I'm a horrible partner.
And it's, of course, this is to support our local veteran organizations, both VFW Post 2534 and Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 101. Mm-hmm. Of course, our good friend Bill is the one who gives us all this information. Shout out to him for this. But we know how awesome these are. Not only it's great food, it's a great way to thank our veterans and support these really important organizations that we have have around here.
Even if you're not going to buy a brat or anything, when you walk past these gentlemen, look, make eye contact, yeah. Say hi, throw a thank you in there.
Chat. They want to just chat. Have a little bit of chat with them. Yeah.
It's going to be one of the best conversations you have all day.
Yeah.
We encourage you to do that. Please do, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And we also, of course, want to remind you that Hoozle's Rise to Music is going on right now.
Yes, yes. We are getting close to wrapping up the registration for musicians. So go to their website, hoozlesrisetomusic.com, or look it up on Facebook, Hoozle's Rise to Music there. Our good friends at Hoozle's at the Lakes are once again sponsoring their music competition. Like we said, the registration is live right now. If you are a solo, duo, or trio, sign up. It can be original music. It can be covers. We don't care. Nope. We just want you to come with at least 15 minutes of material so you can rock out the place, mm-hmm. or make them sad. However you want to do it. We don't care.
It's your time.
Whatever genre of music you got, yeah. We're going to take that as well. Don't forget to do that now, because this year we've got some extra added bonus stuff here. If you qualify, we're gonna hook you up with Max Inc. Radio, our cool. great Saturday live music show out of Madison, yeah. and that's going to get you exposure all across the state mm-hmm. of Wisconsin, and because it also touches Minnesota and Illinois and Iowa. It's not just Wisconsin. So we touch a lot of places true. With the Civic Media Network. Of course, Director's Cut, our yep. art show, we want to have you on there as well.
The show is only getting bigger and bigger.
Yes, and we're super excited. I hope everyone was able to check out the lizards, yeah. the two-parter that we just did with the lizards.
I got so many emails and texts about that.
That's, yeah. I'm glad to hear that, because they deserve it. Those guys mm-hmm. are the best. But for you, we want you guys to be the next lizards.
Yes.
It'd be another yes. group that can be here forever. We want it, yes. we want you to perform, and this is your way to do that. So you can also win if you're a qualifier each week. You can interview with us on WFHR, get a chance to play at Witterfield as well, which is so cool. $200 cash prize, and the grand finale, the grand winner will not only get all of that stuff, they will also get paid residency at Hoozle's at the Lakes, studio recording time, which is the manna yes, of recording yes, artists, yes. and of course the title Rise to Music Champion of 2023.
It's one of the coolest events we get to do year in and year out, mm-hmm. and we want you to be a part of it. We want to keep doing this year for years. We
yes,
want to keep
we
doing
want to
this.
Keep it going.
We need participants, and we're getting them.
Yep.
So make sure to register, people. You want to register for this, get in on that. You want to make sure to get your name in there. Spread the word. Let everybody know. You know an artist. You know a musician. Let them know and be a part of this. Type into your search bar, Hoozle's Rise to Music, and you should be able to find the registration and sign up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And bookmark your Thursdays, because that's what we'll be doing on Thursdays, man.
That's right.
It's going to
be fun. It's going to be fun.
Shout out to our own Steph Schmidt and, of course, Hoozle's, our friends over at Hoozle's at the Lakes.
Yep.
A big shout out to, of course, Madison as well, our friends over at the Southland County Humane Society, joining yep. us every Thursday with our Pet of the Week. Be listening next Thursday for that. That'll be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
The listeners that called up today and joined the show, we're going to be doing this a little bit more now going yeah. forward, taking more of your calls and everything.
Speed dial.
To be fair, it's something we've always wanted to do.
Yes.
And now we're able to do it a little bit more.
Yeah.
So we're going to be embracing yeah. that. So get used to it. Get us on speed dial. Do they even have speed dial anymore?
Yes, no, they do.
Yeah, they do. Okay. Put it on speed dial.
Come on. Yeah.
424-2600. We're looking forward to talk with you more and more on the morning show.
Yes.
Seth, have a good day.
You too. It was a lot of fun today.
Have a great one, everybody. Stick around for Morning Magazine coming up right here on AM 1320, 97.5 FM. We are WFHR. We are locally grown radio.